Welcome to the Sportscast. November 20th, 2018, Thanksgiving week. But sports doesn't stop for Thanksgiving. It keeps going. There's actually NFL games. There's college basketball games. And I think there might be an NBA game here or two. And to join us to our Sportscast, part two of three parts today, is Mr. Chandler Krista. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Hey, what's up?
Chandler, what's going on? What sports are you looking forward towards this weekend?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to the Cowboys game.
Why is that? Are the Cowboys back, or this is just a two-game fluke?
Oh, no, they're ready to go. They have two road wins in a row, and they're facing their division rivals, Washington, this week. It's going to be a good game.
Now, they beat Atlanta. What were your thoughts about the Atlanta game?
I thought that was a very good win. It was in Atlanta, which is very hard to lose in home Atlanta, and it was a very good win.
Yes, it was by 3 points. Do you think like these past two wins have been accredited towards the addition of Amari Cooper?
I mean, Amari's done very, very well for them, but I feel like he hasn't been like scoring lots of touchdowns. I would give the credit to Ezekiel Elliott.
Is Ezekiel Elliott been quiet? Now he's coming back?
Yeah, the last two games he's had over 100 rushing yards, so I feel like he's ready to go.
I think so, too. Let's look at the last game against the Falcons. It was 22-19. Dak Prescott had 208 yards. Zeke Elliott had 122 yards. Cole Beasley had 51. Jeff Swaim had 24. Amari Cooper had 36 yards. And Cole Beasley had the highest with 51. I think the Cowboys, we'll have to see what their schedule is. Hold on, let me see. They had the Redskins, which is this yep. Thursday. Then they got the Saints afterwards. That's a tough game.
Oh, yeah, the Saints. I would say that out of all the games they have the rest of the year, the Saints is definitely going to be the toughest one.
Definitely. After that is the Eagles, which I think they're a wounded animal. They're not doing well.
They beat them all.
Yeah, they did. And then they got the Colts, Andrew Luck.
The Colts, I feel like the Andrew Luck is definitely in contention for the MVP this year.
I have not heard of that, but I'm not surprised if he was a candidate. And then you got two easy games at the end. Dallas has an easy schedule. The last two games, Buccaneers and the Giants.
I mean, I feel like those should be two easy wins for them. But like the Buccaneers have Ryan Fitzpatrick, so you never know.
You never know. But they benched him this past Sunday because for some reason. But they put in James Winston, so you might get Winston or Fitzmagic.
I think they can win either way.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Sometimes, you know, these last two easy games don't tend to be easy. They, you know, sometimes these teams like to spoil the teams that need to win these games.
Exactly. But the huge game is definitely Washington this week, though.
Yeah, the Redskins. Now, the Redskins, they lost Alex Smith. Do you think that's a good thing for Dallas?
I feel like that, yeah, Alex Smith was one of their key players this year, and when they're not having them the rest of the year, I think Washington's going to fall in a losing streak.
And what have you heard about Colt McKay?
I mean, he's a veteran quarterback. He's kind of old, but, I mean, he hasn't really played that much this year, so I don't know.
Did you know his last win was in Dallas?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be some... It's going to be some robbery and stuff. I feel like the Cowboys can win this game, though.
I think so, too. Let's look at the last couple games we had this past weekend. What'd you think about last night's game, Rams beating the Chiefs 54-51?
That was, like, definitely the most epic game I've seen all year. It was just so many touchdowns. It was just really good.
Yes. Yesterday, Mahomes had 478 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions.
He had a lot of touchdowns, but he throws a lot of interceptions too.
Yeah, he is a rookie quarterback.
No defense.
Yeah, no defense in that game. Jared Goff had 413 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, he did very well, but he also had like 3 fumbles, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, both quarterbacks were not having like the best night, but who do you like better, Goff or Mahomes?
Oh, I really like Mahomes. I feel like the Chiefs are going to be a very, very good team, and I think they could potentially go to the Super Bowl.
I think so, too. Would you like to see these two teams play each other for the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. I think it could definitely happen. The NFC, I think right now the Rams don't really have much contentions.
Well, they got the Saints. I think Saints is the only other hard team.
Yeah, the Saints, yeah, they're the only team that have beat them this year, but I just feel like that the Saints are really, really good, but I feel like the Rams are going to come up on top.
Yeah, so your favorite teams in the, I mean, your favorite team to get out of the NFC is the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
How about the AFC? Who do you think will come out of there?
I think the Chiefs have, because the Patriots are good, but I just feel like that, I don't know, the Chargers are also doing really well, too.
Yes. Right now, the Chiefs have home field advantage, so if this continues, it's a good shot for the Chiefs to go all the way.
I feel like the Chiefs are definitely, I feel like they can do it.
Let's look at the other games that happened this past weekend. The Bears beat the Vikings 25-20.
I feel like that was a very, very good game that the Bears played. They have Khalil Mack, which I think is one of the best defensive players in the whole NFL.
And yeah, which was a good game. Vikings are kind of underperforming this season, so we'll see how they finish off.
Yeah, they're supposed to be much better, but they're not doing very well.
Yeah, the Broncos stole a win against the Chargers, 23-22.
I feel like that was a very, very good win by the Broncos. They're still not that good, though.
No, they're not. The loser game, Raiders defeated the Cardinals, 23-21. There's some optimism from the Raiders.
Yeah, that wasn't. I didn't even watch that game. It wasn't even very interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't really. I mean, I was seeing NFL Red Zone, so I was seeing glances of the game.
But the real good game, though, was how big the Saints beat the Eagles.
Yes. How significant is that win?
I mean, I can't stand the Eagles because they're rivals with the Cowboys. So I was so happy that the Saints beat them that bad.
You think the Eagles are out for the playoffs this season?
Wait, what'd you say? I'm sorry?
Do you think the Eagles are out for the playoffs? I mean, you don't think they'll...
I don't think they're going to go to the playoffs. They're in third. They don't even have a winning record. They're 4-6, I think.
Yeah, I think what I've heard, they're out. So we'll see. That's good for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. I feel like if the Cowboys can beat Washington this week, they'll be in first place for the division, so...
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. Yeah. But we'll see with the Saints. I think Saints are undefeated at home. So, but I think the Rams will get home field advantage. It's what it seems like it will happen.
It's going to be a good game. I feel like that's going to be the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, it will be in Los Angeles. So hopefully they'll fill out the stadium like they did last night. The Steelers beat the Jaguars 20-16.
I mean, the Jaguars, they came in, everyone thought they were going to be such a good team. I think they beat the Patriots and stuff, but they haven't really been good at all this year.
Yeah, it's been quite interesting for the Jags. Steelers are definitely they're definitely in my top 3 in the AFC, if not top 4. Yeah. Your Colts beat the Titans 38-10.
Yeah, the Colts are a pretty good team. The Titans, I'm really surprised. They lost to the Cowboys, but the Colts really beat them good this year. So,
yeah, it should be interesting. But we'll see what happens this weekend. Are you ready for some game predictions?
Oh, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, let's go Chicago at Detroit, Thanksgiving.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Chicago. Chicago had an amazing win against Minnesota. But it's in Detroit, so I still go to Chicago, though.
You think so? Yeah, it is a dome stadium. Detroit is not as hyped as you think.
Yeah.
The game of the day, Washington at Dallas.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be a very, very close game, but I'm calling the Cowboys in this one. I feel like it's going to be a very good game between both teams, but the Cowboys, the Redskins don't have Alex Smith, and I feel like Ezekiel Elliott's just going to put on a show in Dallas.
What's the score line?
I want to say it's going to be like 26-20.
26-20. That's still a close game, Chandler.
Yeah.
And then Thursday night, if you're still up, if you're able to watch it, if you're not tired from all the turkey, Atlanta at the Saints.
Well, that's another good game. I mean, the Cowboys just beat Atlanta. I'm going to call the Saints, though, easily.
The Saints should win. Saints have not lost at home. They're very good at home. I got the Saints on that one. Let's go towards the weekend. Green Bay at Minnesota.
That's going to be a tough game, but I feel like Minnesota is going to come and bounce back after their loss against Chicago.
Okay. You want to predict college games?
Sure.
Let's go for Michigan at Ohio State.
I'm going to go with Michigan. Ohio State, they're good, but they haven't been as good as they were in the beginning of the year, I felt like.
You know the complications for this. Like, if Michigan loses, I mean, there goes their playoff chances.
Yeah. I don't like in college that they only have four playoff teams, too.
They should move it up to six.
I know. They should have, the NFL and have a lot like them.
They should have a wild card. Wild card round and then see where it goes. But I don't know. I guess we'll find out. What happens? Let's see. Oklahoma at West Virginia.
I want to say I'm going to go with West Virginia in this one.
Yeah, that'd be a big win for either team. Would be huge to help them out with their playoff chances. Syracuse at Boston College.
I feel like that Syracuse has been. They've been okay this year. They're like the hometown team around here. They had a huge loss against Notre Dame. I feel like they're going to bounce back and beat Boston College.
Huge win. Auburn at Alabama.
Alabama is. They haven't lost in like. They never lose, it seems like. But I feel like they're going to pick up another win. Auburn's pretty good, but I just feel like no one can beat Alabama right now.
There you go. And let's see Utah State at Boise State.
I want to go with Boise State here.
That's a big win. I mean,
I feel like they got the toughest to win.
Yeah. And finally, hey, I'm pulling for Seattle. Okay. Who do you have between the Seahawks at the Panthers?
I want to say I'm going to have to go with my Cam Newton here. I feel like they lost last week. I feel like they're going to pick up a good win this week against Seattle.
That's a good prediction. Yeah, I think Seattle's definitely have to.
What about some NBA talk?
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you think about Butler going to the Sixers?
Well, I'm personally a 76ers fan, so I love to see that he came there. I feel like he's done pretty well so far. They've had some good wins. I feel like they're going to go to the finals this year.
You think so? What do you think about Milwaukee? I mean, I kind of think Milwaukee looks pretty good so far.
I mean, Milwaukee, they seem like they're a team that they do pretty well, and then they always, slump. I feel like they're a pretty okay team, though.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. But who are your top four teams in the NBA?
The top four, I want to say number one, Philadelphia, then Golden State, and then I would probably have to say after that, Houston.
Okay.
And then I would probably say after that, the fourth, probably Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's looking good. I really think Milwaukee will be a playoff contender. I mean, for sure, a playoff contender, but maybe even a Eastern Conference championship appearance. So.
I could see maybe. I feel like the Lakers are doing pretty good with LeBron, too.
What do you think about that? You think the Lakers will make the playoffs?
I feel like they have a chance to make it. I'm not 100%. They definitely are not a finals team. But yeah. I feel like they could make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty interesting what happens, you know, how deep can LeBron go in the West? Because to be honest, I could see him going to the Western Conference Championship for some reason.
I could see them play the Warriors in the Western Conference a matchup, yeah.
Which will be pretty...
But the Cavaliers, the players, not good at all.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like the Laker team are pretty weak compared to the Cavs team. So, but
Cavaliers though, they're horrible this year.
Yeah, yeah. Which right now, J.R. Smith is parting ways with the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like he's always had some like tension with the team. I feel like it's an okay move.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's going to be interesting what happens with the Cavs. They fire their coach. J.R. Smith
Kevin
is leaving.
Hurt too.
Yeah, it's just hard when you have one of your star players.
They lost their head coach. And...
Yeah, a lot of things going on in Cleveland. We'll see if we'll see a comeback from them in the bright future. But other than that, I guess... Oh, yeah, what is your opinion on Richard Sherman? One of the comments says, is asking.
What, Richard Sherman?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like he's a good player. I like him. I feel like he has too much, like, what's it called? Like, he trash talks too much, though.
Yeah. Which, actually, Richard Sherman is still one of the top corners in the NFL still.
I like Jalen Ramsey better, though.
Yes, which I believe he's parting ways with Jaguars after this season.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he just talks too much trash against everyone.
Yeah, that's the thing with...
Jaguars hasn't been that good this year, so...
Yeah, it's going to be tough. We'll see what happens with these corners. They have a lot of say in the world of sports. But, but Richard Sherman, I think one positive thing about Richard Sherman is that he has a good pistachio commercials. Have you seen it?
Oh yeah, he's really funny in this commercial.
Yeah, with like the elephant and everything else. But other than that, like he was a graduate of Stanford, and he's
pretty smart.
He graduated there and he got a good degree, and then had a good thing with in Seattle. But now he's with San Francisco, which they're in work in progress. They got Garoppolo. And hopefully the team will do better once Garoppolo comes back. So,
yeah, it's not good that he tore his ACL.
Well, Chandler, I think we've run out of we've run out of time. Anything else you want to add in?
I think I'm good.
Awesome. And how can people reach you online?
I mean, they can like. What's it called? Add me on Twitter at ChandlerChrister2020, or they can add my Instagram at ChandlerChrister2020.
Awesome. Awesome, Blossom. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, Periscope, iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Chandler, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to go see my cousin Ryan.
That's right. I heard Ryan is having a big Thanksgiving feast this Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I'll be right there with him.
That'd be awesome. 25 people are going over. I think this is his first time hosting Thanksgiving.
It is, yeah.
That is going to be great. Anyways, are you a pumpkin pie or apple pie guy?
Pumpkin pie, definitely.
Yeah, me too. Pumpkin pie wins.
Yeah.
Well, Chandler, I really appreciate you. And thank you very much for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you so much for having me.